what exactly the hospitality management. So let's go further and discuss the same. What is hospitality? To receive guests in a generous and a cordial manner, and the same time to create an enjoyable environment and to create the wow factor. Whenever the guest comes into a restaurant or a hotel, to give the wow factor to your guest and the same time to give the comfort and give the great service to the guest is hospitality. He should feel, he is getting the services like home only. He should feel like he is getting great food like home only. That is the wow factor and enjoyable atmosphere he should get. That is known as a hospitality industry. There are few tangible features are there in hospitality industry. Whenever the guest or the customer comes to your restaurant or a hospitality hotels, so he will get few services in that. One is the tangible services and another is intangible services as well. What exactly is the tangible services? Where the guest is paying and he is getting the services are known as tangible services. So what kind of services he is getting? For example, he is paying for the hotel rooms. Whenever he is occupying the hotel room, he will pay. The same time he is getting the occupancy also. That is a tangible experience. And the same time, whenever he is having a meal, he would be paying the money and he is getting the food also. So these are the physical activities, say. This is the tangible experience. It should be well and it should be a great experience he should get whenever the tangible services offered. The same times, intangible features also involved in the hospitality industry. What exactly the intangible services? Intangible services means whenever you are serving there. Tangible services, what kind of service you are giving to guest, that is known as intangible services. For example, if you are serving a meal, what kind of service are you giving? What kind of manner are you executing? This is very important factor whenever you are giving the services. For example, if you see creating a unique satisfying hospitality experience, which is the intangible characteristics of the hospitality. History of the hospitality. What exactly the history of the hospitality? Romans strongly influenced the hospitality industry. Well-mannered roads and well-decor they have developed, which is accessible all over the world to Roman, and they have created a wonderful hospitality industry. International presence. What exactly the international presence towards the hospitality? Let's discuss. The impeccable elegance and luxurious comfort to this decor, fine locations, up-to-date facilities, understanding of the needs of the distinct travel and quality service associated with the efficiency plus high standards of personalized service means international hotels came to globalized and that they are giving wonderful services, wonderful decor to the customers and guests. So international brands are also like Ramada and Marriott and Hilton and Holiday Inn present in a globe-wise. HR in hospitality, human resources in hospitality makes a big role. What exactly HR policy is like? They play with the people, planet and the profit all the much. CSR is always about the people, about the human responsibilities. Hotels and the tourism. There is always hotels and tourism combined. Whenever the travelers come to countries, then they occupy the hotels. That way, there is a relation between hotels and the tourism. How exactly it is, let's discuss. Hotels are an essential part of the tourism product when they contribute to a large extent in the overall tourism experience through the standard of the facilities and services offered by them. For example, whenever the tourist come to the any kind of place, they have to stay somewhere. They have to stay somewhere and they should have meal somewhere. So whenever the tourism increases, the hotel industry increases. So there is a link between always tourism and hotel industry is whenever the tourists come to the another countries, go to the another countries, they occupy the hotels. One is the staying and one the same time the consuming the food also. There are two factors are there in the hotel industry. One is the occupying the rooms and the same time having the meal also. The same factor, both factors are increasing whenever the tourism increases. there is a government also initiated, government has also taken initiative to increase the tourism and the hospitality industry. How exactly it has given initiative to the hotel industry? Let's discuss. Income tax exemptions are there. For example, any kind of hotel, any kind of restaurant, if you establish, there is an income tax exemption is there. The same times interest subsidy loans also you will get. The same time the hotel and the tourism related to industry has been declared a high priority industry because the government is giving a special consideration and special initiative towards the hospitality industry. That is the reason the hotel industry of the foreign investment also we are getting lots to increase the hospitality industry. What is the positive impact? So let's discuss about the positive impacts. Generating income and employment, for example, if one city has a few hotels and few restaurants and tourism is increasing at the same time, you will get the income and at the same time you will get the employment. So let's discuss in a broad manner. For example, if one hotel is there, how much that is generating the business, the same time there is employment also. How exactly that employment, there is a front office people, there is a back office people, there are so many people are working in the hotel industry, service and at the same time chefs, the same time housekeeping, the same time maintenance, the same time front office, these are the people are working. For example, if there is a hotel called lodging facility and the same time restaurant facility, has at least 100 to 200 employment you will get if you have a hotel. The same time source of foreign exchange earnings, any foreigners comes to your place and staying with you, he might be paying the money towards the room occupancy and the same time having the meal also, the same manner you are getting a foreign currency also. Preservation of the national heritage and environment, this is also a very important factor. For example, one place has the tourism, at the same time there are a few hotels and a few restaurants they have, they impact the tourism also. How exactly developing an infrastructure, for example, city has a few hotels, the surrounding places will be the developed, the infrastructure would be developed with the hotels. The same time promoting peace and stability, this is also a very important factor. Hospitality industry, the tourism industry always gives the pleasing services to the internal customers and the external customers. Outlook of the hospitality, what is the outlook of the hospitality? Revenue growth and the future development, this is very important factor. Revenue growth and the future developments also outlook factor for the hospitality industry. Merger and acquisition activity, what is a merger and acquisition activity? For example, any foreign brand is there, they want to come to another country, what they will do is that they merge with the association and they develop the infrastructure, they come up with the hotels and restaurant, this is known as a merger facility. Capital expenditure and a change in staff recruitment activity, this is also very important because whatever the recruitment facilities are there, it can be changed with the hospitality industry. Key regions of growth, key industry threats and opportunities, key suppliers and actions and re-procurement, this is also very important factor in hospitality industry. Change in supplier selection and procurement objectives also, whenever you are interacting with your vendors, you might change the vendors also. This is also outlook of hospitality. What are the key highlights of the hospitality industry? Let's discuss about the key highlights of the hospitality industry. China and Russia and India are estimated to be the fastest growing hospitality industry because the tourism is increasing well in these countries. That is the reason, the same time hospitality also increasing in these countries and robust projected growth in a demand, higher occupancy levels. So what exactly the occupancy? Occupancy means if you have a hotel, in the hotel 100 rooms are there, so 80 rooms are full means your occupancy is 80%, so higher levels of occupancy also. Increasing average room rates, for example, if the room is costing 2000 rupees and the season time it might cost for the 3000 rupees, it might cost for the 4000 rupees also. So the room occupancy at the same time the average rates also can increase. The increasing affordability of the leisure travel, increasing tourism expenditure and the key drivers. So whenever the tourism happens, the tourist comes and he spend lots of money. That is the reason, these are the key highlights for the hospitality industry. polarization in the hospitality service organization. Let's discuss further. Many hospitality companies are grouping themselves to a very large extent, either limited service organization. What exactly we have discussed previously is many organizations are merging themselves to come up with the great restaurants and a great organization. For example, any abroad brand is there. If he wants to come to the India, what he will do is he will merge with another company and they come up with the great restaurants and the great hotels also. A role of managers in the hospitality industry, this is very important key factor to discuss further, because managers are the key drivers to deliver the tangible and intangible service to the customers. What are the intangible and what are the tangible? We have discussed. Tangible means where the customer and guest is paying to get the services. Intangible means where the pleasant experience and pleasant services he is getting for the tangible, where the manager makes a bigger role to follow the process and to give the great services to the guest. Now, what is the summary? The hospitality industry and trade stresses on the providing extraordinary customer service. The knowledge and skills and attitude are more demanding as compared to the range of the industry. So, what exactly is whenever the guest or customer comes to you, whatever the tangible and intangible services you are giving, it should be process oriented and it should be stress free also. These are the very important factors in hospitality industry. Thank you.